The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome to the Pride and Jury podcast. We have a very, very, very special episode for you this week. My name is Jeremy Reisman. I am the editor-in-chief of Pride of Detroit. Always get that wrong. With me is Chris Perfett and Ryan Matthews. How you guys doing today?
That's irrelevant.
Yeah, we're doing well.
All right. Well, yeah, let's just get to it. We have a very, very special guest. He is a 10-year NFL veteran. He is entering his 11th year as an NFL coach, his first as a Detroit Lions running backs coach and assistant head coach. Deuce Staley is with us. Deuce, how you doing, man? Hey,
what's going on? Amigos.
Yeah, that's apparently the new name for the podcast. Three Amigos. We'll play the music and everything. With
you. I am not a special guest. You guys are the special.
Oh, come on. Listen.
You're not guests. Flattery. You guys are the special people. Come on.
Flattery gets you everywhere, Deuce.
Yeah, man.
Well, before we get into a bunch of fan questions, because you have graciously agreed to answer all of our live audience's questions, you and I have some unfinished business, I would say.
No. Oh, no.
If you missed it, your first press conference in Detroit, you kind of brought things to a halt at the end, called me out, said, "Hey, where's the dude with the mustache? Do you have any questions?"
Called you out.
I called you out. Maybe that's the wrong word. Okay. But you caught me like a deer in the headlights. I didn't have a question for you. I've had a month to think about it. Are you ready? I finally have a question.
Well, you're already telling me that this is unfair. You had a month to come up with your questions. You didn't even tell me we were doing this, and I didn't have a chance to do mine.
It's okay. This is gonna be a tough question, but I trust you.
I take notes and I'm writing it down.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Ready.
So during your playing career, you played under Andy Reid, correct?
Correct.
Who has a butter mustache, me or him?
You or Andy? Now, let me say this. Okay.
Okay. Don't hurt my feelings.
I will not. Andy was a little bit older.
Yeah.
So when Andy came to the Eagles, it had sprinkles. There's a little bit of red, a little bit of gray, a little bit of, you know, all right, a little bit of black in there. You, on the other hand, you just got a Michelin tire up there, buddy. I mean, all So I'm going to lean towards you, okay? All right, yours is strong, okay?
That mustache has made us a lot of money on streams before too. It's unbelievable what it's done.
You guys got something going on. So, you know, you got the goatee, okay? You got the mustache. Then you got the goatee with no mustache. I'm pretty sure you guys meet about this.
Versatile is what we are.
I've had this forever.
Let's get into some serious questions here, Deuce. Thanks for indulging that. Ryan, why don't you kick things off?
Yeah, for sure. Again, Deuce, thanks for being on the podcast. From a while back, it was when former running back Maurice Jones-Drew, he was kind of cutting his teeth with NFL Network, and it was some pre-draft coverage, and they asked him, you know, what are your top three traits of a running back? And he said contact balance was one, short area quickness when defenders get in the backfield, how can a running back respond? And then what are you doing without the ball? Now, we know that you already mentioned how important it is to have a pass-blocking ability for your running backs. What are your three top traits for a running back?
Yeah, well, I'll start by saying this. one of the most important things for me is making sure I have a knee bender versus a waist bender. When you bend at the waist, your head goes down. So if you're making contact, you can't see what you're hitting. The special ones bend at the knee. And when you're able to bend at the knee, you're able to see what you're hitting, of course, and you're able to burst from there and make people miss. You guys may be a little young, but I'm pretty sure this name will kind of ring a bell. The one that's probably the best knee bend of all time is Barry. Mm-hmm. So when you go back and watch some of the throwing a name out there. When you go back and watch the film, study it, and you will see he's so explosive from the knee bend. And that's what you want. That's one.
Okay.
Two, COD. All right, change of direction. And you can kind of throw that into the short area quickness. Mm-hmm. You can kind of throw into, but being able to go from 0 to 60 in a small little box. Once again,
yeah.
You know, I keep saying, "Hey, you know."
Yeah, he's going to check a lot of these boxes, I'm assuming.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. And when you talk about character, when you talk to about character of the running back, character of a true running back is what you do without the ball. So if you're running a route, that takes character to finish. If you're blocking, it takes character to finish. It tells me a lot about that person when they don't have the ball.
Love those answers.
Yeah.
So, Chris, go ahead. Coach, again, thanks for joining us on the POD cast. One of the things I've been just kind of amazed with or really admire about this coaching staff right now that's been put together is I feel like it's different in that nearly everyone has played at some point in the NFL. There's a lot of guys who, I mean, I even remember seeing them play in like the 2000s with Aaron Glenn, and someone just shared me a video of Dan Campbell cutting a promo for Cowboys season tickets, and you yourself obviously played. And I know one of our readers, Jay Jones 164, wants to ask you. To this is like, you know, since you did play at the NFL as a running back, how was your mindset different between, you know, when you were running, the days when you were playing as a running back to now you're a running back coach, you're on the sideline, you know, what's different mentally for you there?
Well, the approach to the game is no different for me. And I'm just going to be honest with you guys. My leg still shakes to this day. Like, it's game day. I live vicariously through my players. And when they're out there running, blocking, or catching, or making a defender miss, you might see me on the sideline. Don't think I'm crazy, but you might see me on the sideline doing like shaking. And when it comes back to the sideline, the runner, I'm like, damn, I made the move for you. You couldn't make the move? So I got my whole little video game going on.
But, you want to talk with them telepathically. You want to kind of control them like it's Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah. So the mentality itself never changes. Mm-hmm. I approached the game a certain way when I was a player. I wanted to be prepared. That's the number one thing. And everything else will pretty much take care of itself. And that's one of the things I will harp with the guys I have in the room. Zero in on preparation. You must zero in on preparation, not competition. So I don't think a lot has changed.
Fair enough. We got a question from Twitter from AP804. We talked a lot about DeAndre Swift in your intro press conference, but we haven't talked much about Kerryon Johnson. So he was wondering, what are your thoughts on Kerryon Johnson? We know you talked a lot about pass blocking. That was something he was really good at last year. And do you see him as potentially being a second string guy behind DeAndre Swift?
What a complete bat. I mean, Kerryon does it all, man. I mean, you turn the film on, he's up there blocking. And when I say blocking, he's really trying to finish the guy. No, you see how aggressive he is. Then you turn the film on, he's running a route. Then you turn the film on, he's breaking tackles. I mean, since Kerryon has been in this league, man, he's been a very productive back. He's good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Since we're on that topic, I'm seeing we're getting a lot of questions here from our from the people who are watching us live on Twitch and YouTube as well about DeAndre Swift. Just, you know, let me just try to pick one out here because they're coming in fast. So I know Joshua Mercer 7. What does Deuce think about DeAndre Swift? Does he think Swift has intangibles and traits to be a top five running back in the league? Obviously, the answer there is yes.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. And I can take it from there if you want.
Yeah,
yeah. Go ahead.
No. This is your show. I'm just a clown.
DeAndre Swift, it goes back once again. Saw him in high school. We all seen him at Georgia and what he brought to the table. Just the complete back. He's able to do it all. First down, second down, third down. He's a guy you want to keep on the field. He brings problems to a defense. And his skill set is good. So I can't wait to work with him, and hopefully I can take it to a whole nother level. That's my goal. It's effortless. You know, I turned the film on. I was watching some of the plays the other day. You can see how linebackers just back off him when he arc release from the backfield to get his shoulder square and run a route. You can see, like, linebackers are not so quick to come downhill and put their hands on him because he can make them miss. So those are some of the things, like when I go to build a cut up, I will show him how he's viewed or how linebackers see him in this league, which is very important. So that part of it. And, you know, today there's a bunch of great runners out there. And you can just, you know, go any team and you can pick one. But the full package, being able to block, and he can block. Being able to run routes and catch the ball, and he can do that too. When you have the full package, your offense becomes dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. With all those abilities, without a doubt. From YouTube, we have Connor Morse, who has a question. He says, Deuce, what differences do you see in the run game today versus when you played? And how do you see the running back position kind of adapting over time, and how can it be better served in Detroit this year than in years past, you think?
Yeah, the run game today versus when I play, you don't really see as many fullbacks. Mm-hmm. So the spread part of it is definitely alive today. And I say that now, you do have teams that take the third tight end and he plays that fullback role. But true fullbacks, you know, and every time I think of a fullback, and I might be a little too old when I say this, so if you guys don't remember this cartoon, don't worry about it. Do you remember He-Man?
Oh, of course.
Sure, of course.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What was the name of the little guy had the short neck with the big muscles? Was that Ram Man?
Ooh. Now you're getting deep. I don't know. I'll take your word for it.
Was he a villain in there? I don't remember him as one of the
Ram Man or Juggernaut or something like that. Every time I see him, that's who, you know, they remind me of the fullback. So when you remember those big, swole guys, those are the guys that were coming downhill on linebackers, coming downhill on safeties, maybe cutting a defensive end, and maybe, just maybe, they caught 15 balls a year in the flat.
Mm-hmm.
So now here comes the hybrid tight end. Here comes the tight end. You got three tight ends. You got 13 personnel out there. Here comes the tight end that can motion in the backfield, who can do exactly what the fullback did, but this time he may slip the backer and run a corner. This time he may slip the backer and run a drag.
Yeah, so now there's that versatility.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
And so guys are quicker and faster and stronger now. I mean, I know that I'm just a couple years removed, but it's funny. You turn the tape on, man, these guys are flying. I'm talking about defensive ends, tight ends, linebackers, bigger guys. They are flying. Yeah.
You got big guys like Derrick Henry, who looks like a fullback but runs like the wind.
Yes, yes.
Chad is calling us out. Yeah.
Yeah. Chad does confirm it is Ram Man. So you're right
Ram
on there.
Man.
We had a bunch of questions.
Ram Man, before we leave, we got to pull up a picture, man, so we can show everybody.
we'll show it. We'll show it on stream. After.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a bunch of questions about your experience in Detroit so far. So have you had any fan interactions? Do you have a favorite restaurant? How's your time in Detroit been so far?
It's been awesome. My time. It's been awesome just being able to just travel around and look and just see where I'm going to live, of course. As far as the fans interaction, I got a mask on. So they don't know who Deuce is. You know? So, and my mask is up here, and you know, you can barely see my eyes. So, and that's okay. Listen, guys, I'm not about all that. If I see if someone do recognize me, of course I'm gonna talk to them. I love talking to fans and interacting with fans. That's the number one thing for me. But as far as restaurants, so here's the deal. So it's a couple people that's in the building. The couple, you know, they got a sheet for the restaurants. I'm going to take my time and I'm going to go down, you know, and I'm going to pick a few out and I'm going to grade them. And I've always liked doing this. I like grading the restaurant list that that person gives me. And just guess what, guys? It may not be true, but when you hand the list back, give them a couple Fs. Because he's going to be like, oh my God. That was my favorite. You only did.
Can we give you a little homework then? Because there is a wing place I know all of us like here at Pride of Detroit. And I live in Los Angeles now, so I haven't been there in forever. But if you want, probably I think what Ryan and Jeremy will say is the best wings in Detroit, you go to Sweetwater. I think it's just down the road from Ford Field. But you'll have to report back with your grade on that for us.
So I'm going to give you a little homework.
Okay.
Me. I'm a pescatarian.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Mm.
Fair enough. So I'll have to find you some good fish then. Fine. Okay. Oh, you know what?
Seafood, I'm all in.
Fish Let me bones. Tell you then.
People love fish bones.
I grew up in Toledo, Ohio. If you go down the road to Toledo, about like, you know, 45-minute drive from downtown, there's a great sushi spot there, Kengo. The guy is fantastic. It's as good as sushi you will have out in like Los Angeles or out in California or even Japan.
Yeah, I'm going to drive 45 minutes. All right, I'm gonna hold you to that. Okay, I give you a little sheet back with an F on.
Yeah, you can come. You can come back. You can come over here and hand me that F directly if I let you down. real quick, I want to get this question from Matthew Bosco in our YouTube chat. Going back to the staff again, what was it about Dan Campbell? I mean, fans. I've seen such a reaction from fans who love his positive energies. But what was it about Campbell and what was it about the staff that really drove you to join everyone in Detroit and be part of this new Lions regime?
It starts with Dan. It starts with Dan. And if you know Dan, Dan is about family. He's about building that family. So when you talk about bringing a bunch of guys together for the ultimate goal, everybody has to be on the same page. And Dan, of course, handpicked every coach. But I promise every coach in the building right now is about love and is about family. So, of course, you guys on the outside looking in, you see a bunch of players, ex-players that are coaches. So I want you, who I'm talking to here now, and the people that's listening, I challenge you to, you know, the player of what he did. Now get to learn the coach because you're going to really love the coach. So that's what Dan is about. And I remember getting a phone call from Aaron Glenn. And I was in my office back in Philadelphia. And I remember Aaron, he had texted me earlier that morning. And he said, give me a call. So I was doing something. And I forgot what I was doing. And, you know, of course, it slipped my mind. And then he called. And he was like, hey, man, what's going on? You know, I want to talk with you. And we had a conversation. And it was a good conversation. And it felt good. It felt right. And here comes Dan. If you know, you guys know Dan, I'm going to tell you now, he's pretty good at texting. Because I got like 6 or 7 texts back to back. Are you going to call me? And I'm trying to talk like him. Oh, man. Are you going to call me? Are you going to call me? Yeah, and I could like just feel the voice through the phone. I'm like, I couldn't even text back. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to call you. Give me a second. You know, so we were able to get on the same page, man. And, it's a lot of juice. It's a lot of energy in this building. And I want to tip my hat off to Sheila Hamm. And for her to say, okay, Dan, go get who you need to get for this organization to be successful. You don't get that a lot, guys. There are not a lot of owners that do that. So that tells you right there what type of owner we have. And I'm real grateful to have her.
Great answer. I got two quick ones for you, Deuce, and then we'll let you go here. First one we've gotten from a bunch of people, again, in our chat. I'm sorry if I'm not calling out the exact person who asked this one, but what are your thoughts on the draft class in terms of running backs?
I think it's a good one. And when you look at the draft class and how I see it, you know, you always have different tiers. So you have your first tier, your second tier, and your third tier. And then after that, you have guys that potentially could be, you know, free agents or whatever. I look at every running back. I don't care where they're ranked. I don't care who has them high, who has them low. I write up every running back, the tribes, you know, put them in my tiers. And I think that it's a lot of talent out there. There's a lot of guys out there that can catch out of the backfield. You know, when you usually you get these running backs and you think, oh, man, this guy's 6'1", 235, or this guy's this, that, and other. I don't know if he's going to be able to run routes. Well, just go down to Alabama and look at that kid. He's 6'3", 6'2 and a half, 6'3", 230. You've seen him in the slot. You've seen him at number one. You've seen him run stop routes. You've seen him run slants. I'm like, man, these kids are super talented. So it was a bunch of those in the draft.
Then to finish things off real quick, we need to talk about the assistant head coach label you got. What did it mean to you that Dan gave that to you, a label obviously he had? And what do you expect that to add to your duties on a daily basis, whether it's the offseason or game day?
It means a lot. It means a lot that Dan see me as that. That's first and foremost. Giving me that opportunity to come here and to get the title. And the first thing I remember talking to Dan about was, hey, he said, don't think that's just a title. You're going to get some responsibility that comes along with that. And I promise you guys, he's been walking around knocking on my door and he's been landing on my desk and I've been super happy about it. And it's a lot that comes with it. And just being able to, the title itself is getting you prepared. You know, you're following the footsteps of the head coach. You're learning from the head coach. He comes around the corner, he knocks on my door. He asks me for advice. He comes around the corner, he knocks on my door, say, okay, come with me. He comes around the corner, he says, all right, I want you in the defensive meeting. I want you in a special team meeting. I mean, that's, you could only dream of having that opportunity. And Dan has provided it for me, and I'm grateful.
Well, Dan, or Deuce, we're grateful for you for joining us.
Before you guys get off, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just came up with something.
Okay.
All right, so we have you, Mustache.
Yes.
Right? We got to give you a name. We have you, the super goatee with a line in the middle.
I'm apparently Italian here, so like it's the tracksuit's the thing now. So
okay, all right. And then Ryan, it is right.
Yeah,
Ryan, yours is just starting to come together a little bit. It ain't all the way together, but you know, it's just starting to come together a little bit.
It is.
Then guys, add me. I got the bald head.
All right, you're a permanent fixture now. You got to join us every week.
We got it all covered. We got all the male features covered. Everything's up there except for like lumberjack beer, but we'll figure that out down the road. That's for like hipsters or something.
Mm-hmm. All right, Deuce. Well, good luck during the season. I'll be seeing you guys soon.
Thank you very much for joining us,
and we know you're going to kick some ass with the Lions this year.
Thank you.